listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Vibration Station. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey. As we all come together collectively on this beautiful Sunday to choose to deliberately raise our vibrations, we have a very, very special show lined up for you today. First and foremost, I wanted to thank the one and only Dr. Michelle. How are you today?
I'm great, Dave. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Just starting off our afternoon with a little didgeridoo session.
That was great music.
Yeah,
did you play
thanks.
That?
No, I did not play that live in the studio. That would be cool. But I played it. It was my choice to click play.
That was good.
Well,
great.
Thank you. You know, this is the Vibration Station, Doc, and as you know, didgeridoos do raise the vibration.
Mm, yes.
So this is...
Yes, I feel it.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
A great instrument.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Doctor, I'm just so grateful, first of all, to be able to share this time with you. We are in such an interesting day and time in our age on this planet with all the people, over 7 billion people, 7.2 billion people, right?
Yes.
Everybody's changing. Everybody has the opportunity to like lead their human experience in a whole new way than the planet has ever really seen before. There's more freedom than we've ever seen. There's more, freedom of speech, freedom of ability to express religion, freedom of ability to express prosperity or lack of prosperity, or, you know, there's just such a diverse way of approaching this human experience, right?
Yeah.
Today on the show, we're going to talk about how to characterize yourself into manifesting and creating the reality that you've always wanted, that you've always dreamed of, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, Doc, the reason why I brought you on today's show is because you have the psychological aspect, you have the book aspect, you have the grounded aspect of where we're coming from. I know that sometimes on the Vibration Station we tend to get a little in the clouds. You know, we start talking, you know, about vibration and frequency and quantum physics, you know, the quantum universe.
Yes,
and blah.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And to a lot of people, it sounds understandable, but kind of not so understandable. So then we bring it back, we ground it, and we say it in layman's terms, right?
Yes.
But
yes.
You have such a wonderful way with words. You have such an amazing way of explaining something that's so, like, out of this worldly, that's so not usually practiced by the common collective, right? And then taking it to where someone can really hear and understand what we're trying to say. So,
thank you. I sure appreciate that. That's very kind of you.
Well, it's absolutely true. Absolutely true. Mm-hmm. I was introduced to this phenomenal way of perceiving yourself on a day-to-day basis. It really struck me, really, really seeded me. And for the past week or so, I've been practicing this, and I've been noticing changes in my life. I've been noticing things that I've been manifesting differently, things that people have been responding to me differently. Right? People that I never, ever thought would respond to me this way have been responding to me completely differently simply because I'm viewing myself differently. I'm playing a different character. Doc, I want to talk today about the power of embodying a character.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay.
When an actor decides to play a role, right?
Yeah.
Any actor, any actress, anywhere, you know, that's their profession, that's their passion. They they decide to embody this character that does not necessarily exist, right?
Right.
Well, when they embody that character, not only do they question themselves, they don't say to themselves, how am I going to become this character? They say, well, my current setting in life, you know, my current setting in life doesn't match anything that this made-up character you know, has. How can I completely disconnect myself from, you know, what I'm wearing today, what my bank account says that I have, the place that I live, the people that I'm with? How can I just disconnect all that and completely fully embody a character, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, we're asking you to do something similar with vibration and with the universe. Because just like the actor, when they give up their actual role and become this facade of a character, everybody around them in that play starts to react to them as if they're that character. Everybody around them in that created, made-up universe that they're playing in looks at them like that character that they're playing, reacts to them like that character that they're playing. Everything in their universe points to them being that character that they're playing, right?
Right. Yes.
So our point... And Doc, this is where you come in. Sorry for giving you a mouthful. our point here is the universe acts in the exact same way. If you wake up in the morning and you embody the character, you pretend like you're an actor playing the role of the person that you've always wanted to become. Right? You wake up in the morning and you pretend to be that infinitely prosperous character. You pretend to be that unconditionally loving, unconditionally just prosperous, everything that you've ever wanted gravitates to you. Just pretend to be that guy for that day. Pretend like you receive anything you've ever wanted at the drop of a hat and be humble about it. Just be whoever you want to be and pretend, just act, just for the fun of acting, just for the fun of saying, today I am a character. Today I am no longer, you know, the vibrational output that I'm putting out on a moment-to-moment basis. I'm not judging the way that I feel based upon how much money I actually have, based upon what clothes I'm actually wearing, based upon where I'm actually living, but I'm basing the way that I feel off of this character that is inside me, that always is me, and that embodies everything I've ever wanted always. And it's me, and it's now. That's it.
Yeah. Yes.
What's the psychology? I'm just going to throw this on you, Doc. What is the psychology behind that really really tuning the individual into feeling better, into chronically tuning up their vibration?
Wow, that's a great question, and it's a difficult, multifaceted answer.
Okay,
absolutely. But what you were talking about was pretend. You kept saying pretend. There's an old therapy that people have used before, and it's called, act as if. Act as if you were that, whatever you'd like to be, or
right.
doing what you'd like to do, or
right.
whatever you would like. You talk about the actor. There's an old, you know, therapy says, act as if you are that successful person,
right.
or act as if you are happy, even though your surroundings are not that happy.
Right.
But if you act as if, it will help you.
Right.
And the whole psychology behind it is sort of pretend, train your brain to change your thoughts. But the key is unless you believe you can do it, unless you can be that,
right.
like a famous actor who is so good,
right.
who takes on a character and believes that they're that, you're not going to become that. So, you know, I saw Matthew McConaughey interviewed recently. You know, he, I believe, won the Academy Award for the Dallas Buyers Club.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Role play.
What a phenomenal speech
about,
as well.
Oh, my God. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Mm-hmm. He talks about his ability, and he's very humble. He's not a snob.
Right.
But his ability to become that character,
right.
and he became that character, and we all believed that he was that guy.
Exactly.
That cowboy, that rowdy cowboy who happened to get HIV.
Right.
Because of his lifestyle.
Right.
And how he turned his life around for many years to learn. But he was that guy.
Right.
And my point to this is if we can truly believe that we can become healthier, whatever we'd like, more successful,
yes.
have better relationships,
yes.
we start, it's not a magical, they're going to pop to us necessarily,
right.
but when we can believe that which we are, and yes, sometimes it takes acting as if,
right.
but we have to have a little bit of belief in knowing that we can be that. Then we can start to put that, like you said, about yourself, that you're attracting people out there that you never thought you would. When we start believing that we can be that and we do deserve that, then we can start getting
Absolutely.
Those sorts of experiences coming to us.
Absolutely.
Because that's who we are as well.
Absolutely. Doc, what you just said kind of rang really true to me. Something mm-hmm. something just resonated.
Mm-hmm.
When Matthew McConaughey, and Matthew McConaughey is just an example. He's just a phenomenal actor, right? He totally knows how to just tune into that character. Right.
Yes. Yes.
When Matthew McConaughey, when Brad Pitt, when Angelina Jolie, whoever Julia Roberts,
yeah.
whoever, take any actor, right, that really knows how to embody the character.
Yes.
When that person makes that choice to really become that character, so much so that not only the people in the movie are reacting to them like that, but so much so that people around the world will spend collectively millions and millions and millions of dollars and hours and hours and hours and hours of their time, right? Talking about going to movies, talking about seeing these people emotionally investing themselves. You've ever been in a movie theater and you start getting emotional, you start feeling legitimately bad or excited or sad or disappointed for the characters, right? That's because you, they, right? That's all coming from you. You know what I mean? They have agreed so much so within them that they are going to embody that character that you have agreed So much so within yourself that that is them that you are actually going to release an emotional response to a character that they have created, to something that is right. not real. That Matthew McConaughey does not have HIV and he is not a cowboy, but how many people around the world cried for him? How many people around the world felt his pain? Right? So my point is if a man or if people can do that and film it and if and affect millions of people, why can't anybody do that without a camera around on a moment-to-moment basis? You be the character. Yeah. You be the influence. You be that same kind of energy that the actor brings to the role that influences the people to cry for the actor, that influences the people to go and really feel and dig a spot within themselves that resonates with what the actor's experiencing, right? Be that person. Everybody wants to feel success. Everybody wants to feel like they're acknowledged, like they're loved, like they're grateful, like they're appreciated. So give that to the world. Be the prosperous, abundantly loving, grateful, appreciative person that everybody else wants to see within themselves. And the world will act that way to you. Even if you hate your life, even if you're like, I live in a shack, I like everything sucks, da da da, just act for a day. Just like put on a facade. Just be kind of sarcastic to yourself and just say, you know what? Today I'm going to be a super wealthy, nice, loving guy. And there's nothing that anybody can do about it. You know, like, I
don't, Well, no, that's true. One of the common barriers I see with people who come in to see me in my practice is that they don't believe that they are deserving of what they would like.
Right.
They self-sabotage many times. And that takes, you know, some inner work to realize that a lot of messages, you know, many people have messages growing up, unfortunately, that they weren't smart enough, that they weren't attractive enough, that they would amount to nothing. I have a patient whose mother said, you're going to be nothing. You're going to amount to a nothing. She always kept affirming that to him, and he has that in his mind still.
That's terrible.
You know, and he still believes that he's not worthy of achieving his dreams because he still has those old messages. Of course I'm not worthy. I'm not going to achieve that. I'm not smart enough. But we're in the process of breaking those belief systems based on who he really is. So I think people have to go through truly believing that they are deserving of what they would like.
Right.
And, you know, there's no judgment, but you take baby steps. You're not going to go from the guy, you know, on the street corner, usually, with a cardboard sign to a billionaire.
Of course.
Usually not.
Of course.
You know, but you take the baby steps of believing that you're worthy.
And it doesn't happen overnight, at least. It doesn't happen overnight.
No, but it's good to have goals. That's what purpose is about in life. But it's also important to try to, on your way, act as if. So let's say you want to be, you love computers and you have a gift, but you need to learn more and you want to work for a computer. You want to work for Google.
Indeed.
So you go back to school, you start learning, you have this dream. You say, I'm going to go forward with this. I'm going to do this. This is what I want. This is what I want. And you have these little messages, this, yes, but I'm not smart enough. The more you can say, but I'm going to learn and I'm going to push through this. I'm going to get what I need. Then, you know, you continue step by step to get closer to that goal. And that's the psychology of it. That's the more reality-based rather than spiritual-based, as you discussed, but there is a spiritual component to it.
They are correlated indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is indeed correlation between
the two. Taking those steps, whatever you need, and see, and some people, we're always hearing, oh, you can't get there overnight. Right. Well, you know, sometimes you have to take your baby steps to get to where you want. And that's part of the learning journey, which is lovely.
Of course.
That's
of course.
Part of the journey of your experience.
Absolutely. It's
because
easing.
Because there's gifts, but you have to improve those gifts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's learning how to ease yourself into...
Yeah.
Into even allowing the character to flow through
yeah.
you, you know, it's
yeah.
not easy
yeah.
to tell a person that, like you said, you know, is homeless or is not used to prosperity
right.
or not used to love or not used to being
right.
appreciated, and then tell them, you know, okay, now act like this guy that has all of this money and love and and
yeah.
everything's great. You know, he's not going to know what that feels like.
Right.
So you need to...
Yes.
I'm sorry, please, go on.
In the process, just what you were saying is in the process of how do we get rid of those old feelings and thoughts.
Right.
It takes time to, you know, I always tell patients to write down the messages that they got growing up that were not that positive. Draw a line down the middle of a piece of paper and then on the other side. See, this is creative writing. This is not... on the computer. This is not word processing. This is letting it flow through your mind to your hand.
Right.
And on the other side of the page, counter that. That's called, you know, countering a cognitive distortion.
Okay.
So if someone says, I am not intelligent enough.
Right.
My father told me I was a dummy. He used to call me stupid.
Right.
He used to say, you're going to amount to nothing. I'm not my father, but
right,
what I'm
the
saying
example.
Is, let's
of course,
just say one of,
course. Of
my patients... You know, fathers, which is, I hear a lot.
Absolutely.
You're not worthy, you're never going to make it, you're never... So you write down those messages you received and those little belief systems you have on one side of the page.
Right.
And then you, it's very hard, but you counter on the other side of the page those arguments and say, wait a minute, I did pass math.
Right.
I did... get to this level of education.
Right, right.
I did get my high school degree. You go little by little and counter whatever it is.
Exactly.
I did do 2 years of college.
Right.
I do understand many things. I do have a passion, whatever it is.
Absolutely.
Music,
absolutely.
Reading, computers. You counter every single one of those statements.
Right.
That's the reality.
Absolutely.
That you have to train your brain to know.
Absolutely.
That you are capable of everything because you do have an aptitude for certain passions. And that's how we work on restructuring the mind.
That's really cool. That's really interesting,
Doc.
Chipping
away at those old negative beliefs.
Another aspect that I wanted to add to that, which people really get caught up in, especially in today's reality, especially with TV, everything on the ads, you know, all the, you know, models and everybody having to amount to something greater than they are, and, you know, products telling you that you're not going to be good unless you take this, and, you know, just
yeah.
all this different programming that tells us to do something different than we are. Already are doing, right? Oh, my point is, in a society like that, right, it's super easy to judge yourself upon what you've accomplished, what you look like, what you have, what you own, what you can call your own.
Yes.
And to be completely honest, folks, and this is just, I mean, this is where the rubber hits the road. As a wise man once said to me, the importance in life, this is what we're trying to tell you, what you compare yourself to, what you amount yourself to is not judged by what you own, how much money you have, you know, what you've accomplished, what degrees you have. Do you know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
I feel like, well, number one, it's not judged, but it's scaled by how you're feeling, the quality of
yeah.
life, When you wake up in the morning, what are you thinking about? What is your vibration focused on? You could have all the money in the world and have all the people that support you, but if you're waking up and looking at all the imperfections and talking about how people suck and how everybody's shitty and life is, you know, like this and that, and you know, I was watching the movie Crash the other night, you know, with Sandra Bullock and Ludacris and you know, there's a lot of great actors in that movie actually.
Yeah.
And there's this moment, a scene in the movie where Sandra Bullock, right, she's this wealthy, you know, wife, and you know, she lives in a big house, drives a nice car, whatever. She's talking about how she's like, you know, what is she saying? She's like, and there's just stains on the, you know, she's talking about, you know, how there's a stain on like her dress or something, and how it's just ridiculous that, you know, it just took so long, and the dry cleaners was just and she's just pinpointing, she's talking to her friends, and they're all feeling they all feel really bad for her, and they're just pinpointing all the terrible things, how she had to wait so long. And then the next scene is like, you know, is this this family, this locksmith, who's like, you know, not very wealthy. He's a locksmith, and it's his family, and like his daughter almost gets shot. You know what I mean? And then they're just like giving gratitude for like just the simple things in life, and like, you know, but it's just like the contrast is just super gnarly.
Yeah.
So my point is, you know, what are you putting your momentum towards? Are you being the character of the snobby, nah, 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 life sucks, I don't have this, nah, 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 this could be better? Or are you being the person that is on their way to everything they've ever wanted? Are you being the person that is finding the beauty in everything and giving your gratitude for literally everything? Because if you look at the big picture, everything is a blessing. Everything is a blessing.
Yeah.
You can find something to be grateful for every single corner of everywhere you look. It's just a matter of what you're looking at, and the way that, it's not a matter of what you're looking at, it's a matter of the way you're looking at it.
Yes.
So, yeah, Doc, thank you so much. I just love when you come on and really explain in a very clear, understanding, psychological manner.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, thank you.
Well, how there's science behind directing your thoughts. How there's science behind, you know, being a character in, you know, being a character in somebody that you've always wanted to embody. You know, not letting the limits of your past dictate your future.
And that's a great point. And there's also science behind how we become that based on repetitive messages that we believe in.
Right.
And therefore, we're building our neural patterns every day for years of, I'm not good enough because my mom told me I'm not good enough.
Right.
I'm stupid because my mom told me. Those neural patterns are very firmly embedded in our ways of thinking. And it's actually consciously changing those neural patterns to try to have new belief systems very slowly, which you can believe and come out of the other side into the fresh air to where you say, I know that I am capable.
Absolutely.
I know I'm smart.
Absolutely.
I know that I can do this. And, you know, thank God for mentoring programs and people who help other people and give them that inspiration.
Totally.
That's part of my job and your job, too. I know that on your vibration station.
Absolutely.
Program.
That's what it's all about.
It's to inspire people.
That's what we do, Doc.
To try to. Now, if they choose to do their path and continue to believe that they're not worthy, and I have a lot of patients that argue with me when I'm trying to say, you need to sort of, here's how you can use the tools. Yeah, but. I can't.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm hurt. Yeah, but. And I hear that a lot, and I say, okay, I understand.
Yeah.
I totally understand.
And that's okay. And that's okay. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. You just, I feel like the most important aspect of healing anybody, right? Well, number one, you cannot heal anybody else or show them the truth. They can just kind of, you know, allow it in. They can just see it for themselves, you know what I mean? And just allow the wellness, allow the honesty, allow the worthiness, you know what I mean? The best thing that, you know, we can do, and other people and listeners, what the listeners can do to really spread the positive vibration of health and alignment and greatness is just look at that person in a way that makes you feel good. That's what I feel like that's such a big key component. Now, talk about also, you know, embodying, not only embodying a character for your, you know, for your own manifestational wants, needs, and desires, right? Not only embodying the character so you can, you know, feel what it feels like to have everything you want, also embody the character, right, that is empathetic, that, but empathetic in a universal way, empathetic in a way that's always seeing them as Source would see them, always seeing them through the eyes of light. And when a person says, I am not worthy, all you see them as is worthy as can be. When a person says, I am not worthy, as much as you can say, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy, the most powerful thing that we as individuals can do to enlighten the people around us is see them through our own eyes as how we wish them to be. Feel them through our own emotional system, through our own beingness, as we want them to feel. Look at them as prosperous and worthy and happy and healthy and aligned and laughing, right? Yeah. Just this morning, Doc, just this morning, right before I had come to the show, there was a little mishap. A neighbor of mine, something had happened where someone was crying, and it was kind of a section of my community was disturbed by it. Not in like an angry way, but just in, oh, what's going on? You know, there's this person crying and they're sad, and I guess, you know, someone had cut themselves and there was an argument or something. Something had gone on like that. So a few people had gotten involved, but what I had tried to really practice, what I had said to myself was, wow, this is a beautiful synchronicity, because just this morning I was thinking about how to raise my vibration, how to look at things in a beautiful way. So when I drove by, I had looked at this person and just thought of them laughing, thought of them like floating in this, like in like all these different colors and energies, and just like everything was good, you know. And I tried to feel good about the situation where this girl's crying and people are saying, "Oh, what's going on? Should we call an ambulance?" Da da da. There's all this, you know, flustered energy, and I was a part of the flustered energy too. I was like, "Oh, what's going on?" Until I took a moment and said, vibrationally, what is most productive for the universe vibrationally in this situation? You know, you just try to feel good about any situation that you can. Anything that you look at, you try to look at it and convince yourself to feel good about it some way. Don't let the negativity of the beingness dictate your emotional response to actually what's going on. Right? A lot of people in today's society don't want you to just stick your head in the sand and just, they want you to look at what's going on. They want you to talk about what's right in front of you. They want you to talk about all the disturbance that they're experiencing. They want you to talk about all the shit that's going on in the world that everybody, oh my God, did you hear about the war? Oh my God, did you hear about how this is going to happen? And this is, oh man, we got to vote for the right guy, because if we don't, we're going to shit. You know, there's all this, right? So what I'm saying is there's just so much more working in our favor that's non-physical, and it all starts with the thought.
Mm-hmm. And you're not, and I know that you're not saying ignore people who are in trauma, like you just talked about something going on, someone had cut themselves. You're not going to ignore the trauma per se. You're not saying that. If someone's bleeding or if someone's crying for help, you're going to be there to help them.
Of course, you don't ignore the trauma, but
you don't negate
know, of course not.
You know, things around you and live in La La Land per se, but what you're saying is try to see things in the best light.
Yes.
Do what you can to help others and be kind, but try to see them in the best light as they'll get over this, or they're doing better.
You react to them. Instead of this is the crux of what I'm saying, Doc. Instead of reacting to them like they are hurt and they are in pain and, oh my God, what are we going to do to help this person? React to them like they are on their way to complete and utter health. React to them like they are already in the healing process. React to them like they're already starting to mend the wound. React to them like help is already on the way. Your body has already started the healing process. You are becoming okay. You are feeling better, right? Because the more that you practice, oh my God, how's the wound? Is it getting bigger? So much blood. What's going on? Is the ambulance going to be here? That you're just perpetuating this vibrational energy. And imagine her blood pressure. Talk about losing blood. Imagine her blood pressure when you're freaking out around her saying, like, you know, imagine. And then she's only going to feel, or he's only going to feel more freaked out because, oh my God, everybody else is freaking out and I'm bleeding. You know, it's like, whoa, let's take this down a notch. The body, the moment something happens to the body, the moment it starts fixing itself, the body is, its natural condition is to be in perfect health. And the only reason why a body would not be in perfect health is because of something that you are resisting, right? Something either vibrationally or within your health craw that you just need to work out. You just need to feel better, maybe eat a little better, stop smoking, do it. You know what I mean? There's always opportunity for your body to be at perfect health. So that's all I'm saying. React to the situation as if they're already on their way to, you know, complete alignment and complete health. It's all about, see, that's funny. I'm sorry for taking the mic. It's all about being the character. It's all about being the character. Be the healer character. Be the hopeful one. Be the one that enters the situation and knows that everything is already okay before it ever went wrong.
Yes. Yeah.
Relax into that. Breathe into that. That's all I'm saying, Doc.
No, I'm with you on that. And yes, it's true. We have to be, you know, go into a situation. You know, we're programmed, all of us, to be on high alert for our own safety.
Right.
This is our old brains I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And for the safety of others. That's how we're created in our cerebral cortex, is to react so we can be safe and we can get our food and we can make our shelter and that
Absolutely.
Kind of protect our children, whatever. But, you know, we can actually, in this day and age, learn how to give to others and protect ourselves, but most importantly, also take care of ourselves so we can be better for others. And much of that is realizing that we can achieve what we desire.
Yes.
We just have to take steps to make plans to look forward to how we're going to do that.
Exactly.
And just keep going forward, because that's all what life's about, is purpose.
Right. Right. It's really so true. It's really so true. It's really so true. You know, I guess
people like you inspiring others that they can be, do, and have what they want, that's another impetus for people to really move forward in their lives, is having more people who are inspirational like you, you know, helping them as well.
Well,
to
thank
believe
you.
And thank be who they want to be.
Thank you, Doc. Well, same with you as well. And, you know, I feel like something just came to my head. This whole character ideal, right? The whole becoming this role and playing this character and just being this actor in, you know, this time and space, three-dimensional reality that we live in. You know what I mean? And just acting however you want to act and attracting whatever you want to attract. The word, you know, actor is really just, it's a cover-up for saying, believing something outside of what you chronically experience. The word actor, to be the actor, to act, right, is to pretend outside of what is real, right? I'm acting. This is not real. I'm just acting, right? So what does that do for us, Doc? What does that do in our head? It loosens it up. If you're just acting like you're a millionaire or like you're like the most delicious lover on the planet, whatever you want to be, right? I just say these things because they're most commonly desired. Money, love, those are probably the two most commonly desired things on the planet. Happiness, you know what I mean? It all revolves around happiness. So, like, what I'm saying, though, is when you hear the word, oh, just act that way, just put a facade on, it really loosens up your ability in your head to disconnect yourself from what you're chronically, currently living and vibrationally experiencing, right?
Yeah.
Because instead of saying, right, it's the same thing as practicing, you know, the self-help mantras. It's the same thing as repeating, you know, I am loved, I am loved, I am wealthy, I am wealthy, I have cars, I have houses. It's the same thing, but it's just different because it's easier to act. It's easier, the difference with the affirmations, right, is with the affirmations, they sometimes can be difficult because you're trying to so convince yourself so hard that, you know, that you have this and you're doing this, that most of the time it bucks against what you're currently experiencing so deeply that it's just doing damage vibrationally. That every time you're writing down, oh, I have this or I have that, you're actually just reminding yourself of what you don't have. Right.
So, well, I think if you don't believe in it,
that's
like
what I'm
affirmations
saying.
Are great and they're popular and everybody says, I am abundant, I am successful, all that.
Right.
But if you don't truly believe in it in your heart, just like
that's
you said.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly.
If you're a person who is a famous actor who's completely embodying that role and that person, they believe they're that person.
Exactly.
Unless you can believe you are successful and abundant or whatever you wish for or have a great relationship or whatever, you won't create it because you have to be it. You have to believe it. And people, again, you can't switch a light on and be something you're not, but little steps towards believing that and coming out like a blooming flower.
Right.
You know, a lot of messages I used to get are not good. But I know I'm strong. I know I'm smart. I know I have an aptitude for computers, for music, for whatever, for teaching, for the slow baby steps you take to unfolding what you want. That's what it takes. And then you truly start to believe.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Doc, I wanted to also mention something that I talk about just briefly with my patients.
Please.
And it's that, remember you when you were a kid, David?
Yes,
you remember
I do.
How easy it was playing with toys?
Yes.
When you were a kid, you had a fire engine or whatever you had as toys.
Right.
I don't know what you had as toys, the Power Rangers or whatever.
Right.
And I had dolls.
Right.
But when we're children, we become that imaginary. We become that. We are in that pretend mode, and we become real. I was friends with my dolls. I dressed them up. We had conversations.
Right.
I lived their life.
Right.
I lived the life that my friends had with their dolls.
Right.
We had a whole scenario of going to the store together and making food together and dressing up. But we were in that reality.
Right.
And whatever children are, whatever reality they're in, I'm a fireman and I'm driving in the fire truck or whatever.
Right.
We've really got to go back to that old ability to capture those moments of being in reality. We call it pretend as adults.
Right.
But when we were children, pretending, We were really there. We were in that moment of being whoever we were, the fireman, yes, or, you know, the doll, the friends with the doll, or whatever we were playing in our playhouse.
Yes, absolutely.
We were there.
Absolutely. And I have to say, had we not stopped pretending, had we not put down our fire trucks, had we not put down our fashion dolls, and had we not had our surroundings tell us that you're just playing, that's just a fake dream, you're one day gonna enter the real world where you have to go to school to get a degree, to get a job that makes money, to support a family. If somebody had told us, keep playing with your dolls, if at 15 and 16 and 17 and 18 and 19 and 20 years old, your friends still got together, and not only here's a freaky sight, right? A bunch of 30-year-old dudes coming together, like, playing airplanes together, going, like, and be like, dude, that's so cool. Like, I mean, right? So, but here's it. If you never gave up that dream, if everybody in your surroundings told you, yes, you love to be that, you keep playing that fire truck, you keep playing and imagining that you are whatever you want to be, I guarantee you that that child who consistently played and consistently imagined himself as the fireman fighting fires, as the fire chief or whatever, I guarantee you he would become a fire chief. I guarantee you the astronaut, the kid who wants to be the space astronaut, and at 15 years old, if he still imagined and pretended to be an astronaut, if he walked around, if he went to his school and told his friends, yeah, dude, I'm becoming an astronaut, and everybody looked at him like, dude, he's the guy that's going to become an astronaut. He will,
yes,
become an astronaut. Just,
yes.
I heard this beautiful quote. A friend of mine said this to me. He didn't tell me who said it. He was like, oh, dude, I heard this quote. It was really great. So I'm just going to say it, though. It's not who said it. It's the quote itself. They say, sports athletes, right? Like, today's athletes are just extensions of their inner child, of their inner children. This guy was saying, he goes, the athlete that gets paid millions of dollars to just play sports never forgot that he could be supported by playing a game that he loved. That's why, mm-hmm, that's why they basically, it's an extension of the inner child. They never forgot, right, that,
yeah,
they can still play and get supported by it. They never forgot that they can,
right,
do what they love to do, just like anybody that's supported by their dreams. So that's just what I'm trying to bring to the table.
Yes, I agree. I have to tell you something, and it's personal, but I hope he's not listening because I don't want to embarrass him. But, you know, sometimes I come into the room, our bedroom, and my husband is playing with these little tiny jet toys. He's playing with them like he's flying them in the air.
Wow.
I catch him sometimes.
Wow. Wow.
I'm watching him. He doesn't know I'm watching him. He's playing. He has the ability to go into pretend and play like he's a fighter jet pilot,
wow,
or he has these Star Trek little toys, and he's like in space.
That's amazing.
And he's truly, this is his way of letting himself relax. I know he does other things. He reads and he listens to music and he does sports and he does, but this is a little thing he does that I say, teach me. How do you do that as an adult with all of your, you know, responsibilities that you have in life and your jobbies and the financial institutions? How do you do this? How do you do this? I want to know. I'm so jealous. And
right,
here I am, the one who's trying to help people, but he's able to shut it off and become this child again and play with his
wow,
jets and his spaceships. And I'm so jealous sometimes because...
That's amazing. I have a question for you, Doc.
Yeah.
Did your husband by chance ever fly planes?
Yes, he did.
He did fly planes. Well, there you go. I'm sure he always played with his toys too. I'm sure he never stopped. I'm sure that he was doing that when he was 8 years old.
Right. Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you what, he tells me he has dreams of flying.
Yeah.
I mean, he's flying.
Yeah.
As well as in a jet, but he's also flying just as a person. So
right?
He still wow. has this within him, which is, I just thought I'd share that because I thought it was pretty cool.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's amazing. That's really, yeah. really cool. That definitely, you know, that's really just the power of the mind and the character that you play, the role that you are in this planet. Well, yeah, in this planet, but the role that you embody, the mm-hmm. the character that you choose to feel, to emit into this world, really and chronically practice that, really is going to define the experience that you have. If you, just like your husband, which I think is amazing and is one of the most delicious qualities I've ever heard in a person today, it's like, you know, for your husband to be able to do that, man, if everybody in the world did that and just allowed that inner child to flow through and really take over the ultimate vibration, we would be happier beyond explanation.
I agree.
Everybody... thank you so much for sharing such a wonderful, amazing, and enlightening show with us. Definitely check out Dr. Michelle on the couch every Friday at 11, Channel 1, LA
Talk
Radio.
And also my website is talkshowtherapist.com.
Yes!
Check that out, folks.
TalkShowTherapist.com. Dr. Michelle, thank you so much for coming on the show with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Dave.
In the vibrational studio with us. We love you so very much. Sending each and every one of you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Make sure to follow us on Twitter. Good Vibe Station. Check us out. Talk Show Therapist. Love you guys. See you next Sunday. Peace. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine. When we used to chill at mom's, get drunk and blaze, but I guess that was just another phase, like selling X or getting late. But now I have to work to get paid.